Welcome to the Fate Nation podcast, where your hosts Manny, Heavy and Fox discuss the world of gaming, new features and releases, unpopular opinions and everything in between.
Now,
let's get into today's episode.
Hey, welcome to the Fate Nation podcast. This is your host, Manny, along with Heavy and Fox. And we are so glad to have you guys in here today to listen to us. We're doing this once a month now, so it's a little bit different schedule. Definitely like and subscribe. Please leave some comments. Tell us how boorish or stupid we are. We love it. Let's kick off the show, you guys. First of all, we were supposed to record an hour ago, and of course, Fox has decided that she's on a new timeline or a time zone of some kind. We've been doing this with Daylight Savings, right, Heavy, for, I don't know, 3 months, four months?
Like that, yes.
Whatever.
And then today she's like, nah, let's just...
an hour later!
Let's do three. I'm sure it's 3 o'clock Eastern. It's got to be.
My piece in this, I didn't want to for another hour either.
Oh, well, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was going to roll with it no matter what. I don't care. I'll figure it out. There's enough coffee in the world.
Gotcha.
You're going to turn up whatever. Gotcha.
Oh, by the way, Heavy, did you, I wasn't sure if, I didn't get a chance to show you how to use a microphone. Did you learn how to turn that on
this show? Yeah. Turns out that when audio drivers update, they fucking brick all of your choices.
Yay!
So dumb.
You're right. I'm just giving you guys a hard time.
Fun.
I just got to do it. I've been yelling at my family all day. They're already like, "What is your problem today?"
I mean, you kind of are a dick.
Yes.
Was that us being yelled at? Because that's.
Yeah, that was.
Okay.
Naughty, Fox and Heavy. But no, I think we're good now.
I can roll with this.
I think we're good. So what's been going on? It's been a month, right? We're only doing these once a month now, which is, I kind of like that schedule, and I think we're doing a little bit shorter format.
Yeah,
everybody
that's
loved
what you get.
The B-roll. Yeah, well, everybody loved like doing the B-roll, mm-hmm. the games we're talking about, or the shows or movies or whatever we're doing or talking about. Mm-hmm. So the format change, people have really gotten back to me and said they enjoy.
Sweet.
Good,
I love
good,
hearing
good,
it.
Good.
Yeah.
But yeah, what have you guys been up to, Manny? What about you specifically?
Yeah, Manny, what's going on
with
you?
Oh, jeez. Too much work actually has been going on with me of late.
You're the worst retired person I know.
Yeah.
I know it is. It's so bad, dude. And if anybody doesn't know, I have a whole platform that kind of runs itself, but I have employees that do things. However, we've been getting so busy in the past like 8 months that I have to worry about hiring new employees. And that whole process is just so convoluted and a pain in the ass nowadays. I don't know what it is. I think it's a generational thing. Like we're trying to get, you know, we're hiring some younger folks. Mm-hmm. And their communication skills are not the greatest.
Oh, okay. Now I see what this
is. I don't know what it is.
I mean, mostly that shit's just practice, right?
I don't know. They refuse to use email. It has to be an instant message. You know what I mean? Wow. So you have to text them on their phone. You don't call them because they won't answer. It's a strange thing. You can text, but I'm used to dealing with email or IMing through Teams and stuff mm-hmm. with the group, but we don't have them on Teams yet because they're new employees.
No, okay, yeah.
So I don't know what the hell the deal is with the generational thing, but I do all the hiring, so.
I don't know, Manny. Just sell the company.
It sounds like more...
Sounds like what? I didn't hear that.
She said to sell the company and I broke.
Oh, I'm totally with you.
I mean,
I'm totally with you. I'm ready.
It's kind of like the solution to all the problems.
That's kind of what I'm hearing, dog. Right.
Yeah. I'm totally with you guys. I'm with you. So if you guys want to put in an offer, we'll talk about it next week.
I have a wet towel and
oh,
a tube of paint
what
that I can currently offer you.
Nice.
I have a small trophy that I could scratch out the C and put a T.
Oh.
So then King TJ, the champion.
I like that. So, Heavy, how's your settling into the new place and everything? Like, you've finally...
It's getting better. The problem is, moving from apartment to house, is that you don't have enough shit to fill a house. So, every single weekend, like this...
Oh, facts.
This past week, I've been facts. Off. Just because I needed a break from work. I was so fucking tired. So, kind of just spent that week building up the house, getting all the things a person could want in their life. And it's made this much of a dent. It's made no impact whatsoever.
I really, really, like, in my heart of hearts, I want to have, like, done something like gone antiquing. That would be,
oh, that'd be cool.
That would be so fun.
Oh, yeah.
I would love it if that's what you've
done. I'm a little too bougie to go antiquing is the problem, and so is my girlfriend. And both of us together, bad combo, because it's all brand new shit.
Oh, no.
Dude, it's expensive brand new shit, too.
Yes.
Depends which antique shop you go to, right? Like, if you go somewhere fancy.
Well, I would say you could do some things antique-wise. You know what I mean? Like, I know, like, the furniture around the bedroom and stuff, we did do antique stuff. But I grew up with an antique, like, a picker. So my grandfather was a picker. Yeah. And would have sales every weekend and auctions and all that kind of crap. So for me, it was it's a normal thing. But I totally get what you're saying. Like, when you buy a house, man, there's all these rooms. And we would we literally waited, okay, we're going to do this room next year. And we're going to do this room. You know what I mean? We didn't do all the rooms at once.
Right.
So, because it just, well, number one, we were young and didn't have a lot of the cash yet. And you know how that, I know how that goes, so.
Yeah, now that
in fact, you have a job probably that pays you more than did when I was
most likely.
You know,
I'm in a good position with
early 20s.
Yeah, God damn it, is it just a fucking nightmare as a whole?
It's a lot.
You've been doing some stuff and going through some things.
Yeah,
you're super helpful with the commentary today, Fox. How you
you're
doing?
You're welcome. Look, I didn't wake up that long ago, and then I was.
You've been
how's
awake
your,
for
bed and
hours.
Breakfast going?
I mean,
yeah, that's bullshit.
I talked to you just a few hours ago.
Yeah, but was I really there?
Yes.
Oh, is she? She? You're the one who changed the timing of today's recording. So what are you talking about?
I gotta go.
I gotta leave.
No.
We're doing this.
I gotta go.
You're in it.
No, we're doing this, motherfucker.
Sorry, guys. I can't. It's weird. I can't hear anything. This is weird.
No,
I can't hear you guys.
Oh, God.
So dumb.
So ridiculous. I'm gonna keep touching my headsets because I got some like Heavy has where I've got them. But my ears genetically flawed, so it doesn't stay in as
genetically
well.
Flawed ears.
Yeah, big time flawed. Big time
that is
flawed.
Most fuck shit.
Hey, Heavy, do you actually game with these too? Do you game with these kind of headsets?
Okay. Yeah, after wearing in ears. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just gonna say, like playing games like Tarkov and stuff. Like these are huge.
Yeah.
So much better.
Oh, it's a game changer for any type of listening.
Yeah.
Which sucks about Apex because the audio is terrible and you really need to listen 99% of the time. But.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And people sound like they're in front of you, behind you, off to the side.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Fox will make a comm every once in a while, like, I think there's a team above us, and then there's four teams below us. And we can't blame her for that one because we heard the same thing.
Yeah, you can blame me for my aim, but you can't blame me for audio.
And your decision making and your communication.
And yes, many, many other things, but you cannot blame me for my vibes.
I mean, that's a hard thing for a gamer to develop, though, that sound above and below.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's not an easy thing.
It's not, but at the same time, goddamn, Apex, you're it's worth so much fucking money. Just put it, make it a little bit better. Fuck.
I swear I've read somewhere that, like, their audio is done in a way that all the audio is like playing at once, so like everybody's like footsteps and everything is playing at once, and it's just depending on where you are, like they'll turn it on and off. I don't know how true that is,
right?
But
that's fucking dumb.
It would be stupid.
Well, Tarkov's
and that
much
not
better
surprise
in that regard
me if it was that way.
The few times I've played,
like
Tarkov,
I can sit in a room and I can hear somebody walking through glass above
me. Exactly. Yes.
And I know that it's above me. You know what I mean? And if I walk out of that building, I can no longer hear them.
Don't show off with your nice shiny things, Manny. Don't show off with your nice shiny game with its nice audio.
And you know who has new? Well, we can do Heavy's Hangout or the Fook House if you want. I don't care because I do have some games I want to talk about, and one of those is about that has really good audio.
Yeah, actually, Manny has a game to talk about.
All right, cool. We're gonna start Heavy's Hangout. Throw the intro.
And now it's time for all the latest news. It's Heavy's Hangout.
So for Heavy's Hangout, you're going to start because I only have one thing to talk about, and it's not a video game.
Oh, okay. Well, so, and I have shows and movies, too, we can talk about, too. But one of the games that I've been trying, it's free to play on Steam, only because I saw Dr. Disrespect play it, but I played Hawked.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the game. Now, it has mixed reviews, and I totally get it, but because I think there's a lot of people that are Fortnite-y people that are playing it, and not realizing that it's more Tarkov-esque, where you're actually extracting with things, which I love that kind of game.
Right.
The animation and the comic book feel of the look is kind of neat.
Yeah, I see think, as well. Why people get attached to the Fortnite idea because of it.
Yeah, the look and feel, but it's really not at all.
No, yeah.
You know, it's not at all. But I like the idea of going in, grabbing things, doing little quests, and then, you know, running out of the game with goodies. And even if you killed, if you did a few of the, you've got a few of the glyphs, you still get credit for the glyphs, but you don't get credit for all the, you know, other things that you could have left with, which is kind of cool. And I don't play a lot of FPS anymore just because of, you know, the how much strain it is on my arms and stuff from 80 years of editing and production and all that kind of crap. So but it's kind of a fun game. I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting.
It looks very Fortnite.
Right. Yeah, the look is, but the gameplay
is. No, because really, like, as soon as they get into the actual gameplay, I'm watching it right now, it is very not Fortnite. It definitely has its own theme of shit going on, which is cool. I do like that.
It's more, it's more up-close PvP. So it's PvP, PvE is the game, but the PvP interaction, so the game warns you when somebody's close, always, which is interesting. Huh. And then you have a whole skill tree and things that you can add, which are really artifacts that you can add to your setup, basically your loadout, to make things a little bit easier for you in different parts of the game, either aiming, shooting, damage, all sorts of stuff. But nothing's like an epic loadout or anything either.
Okay.
Unless you find a weapon along the way, and then you can sell the weapon when you go back.
So, like, your loadout is until you get more stuff as you go through.
Right. You can have skins and things like that. Now, people are, of course, complaining about, you know, the cost of things, like any game. So, but you can truly go in and play it for free and build things up. You don't have to buy all the skins and crap like in Apex.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean?
You don't have to do that. But as soon as you start charging for something,
way too much on that fucking game.
I know, exactly. And people are whining about, you know, the in-game currency issue, as in a lot of games. So right. I don't know. I find it to be kind of an interesting game. And then along with that, I've also, you know, of course, I talked about it last time, is playing Tiger Woods golf, right? Which is kind of cool.
It still goes hard.
I finally got my head. I know, I got my head on my ass with that game and finally figured out, let me go look on YouTube. Why is everybody out driving me in all these ranked games? And I'm like, oh, there's like a little menu for balls that you can't, like, you don't notice. And when you click on the ball, you can change all the balls that you've won to that kind of ball. But the ball type is something you don't realize. And when you go in there, it's like a skill tree for balls. And then you can find, no, it sounds crazy, skill tree for balls. But there's
what
these
you
balls
need.
That you can purchase.
It's what you will need.
Yeah. Dude, totally. At this age, I need it. But there's a total skill tree for them where you can buy these certain balls that give you, like, I don't know, 30 more yards in your drive. Balls skill tree. I know, Heavy can't hold up. But, I mean, 30 yards in a golf game is huge. So it's like on a drive, and I'm like, Well, damn, why didn't I know about this before? But anyway. So anyway, that's my,
you just need
that's
more
my
experience.
Gaming experience
you need
right
some
now.
More experience points and bulls.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people
you know,
in
it's
our
not
Discord.
All about the shaft.
Shout out to, I know. Shout out to Fate Gaming, by the way.
Shout
because,
out to Fate Gaming. We care about more than the shaft.
Right? They pay for Heavy and my salary. So we've got to shout
all
out to
the
them
way
all
up
the time.
And down.
All the way up and down the shaft. So shout out to them. But a lot of people have been on playing that. What is it? Skull and Bones. Skull
yeah.
and Bones is huge right now.
Yeah, I actually. Okay, so
pirate game.
I want to talk about this very lightly and very delicately because I know there are people in the server who play it and maybe are having fun with it. Whatever.
Oh, gotcha.
The
gotcha.
Problem I have with this specific game is that it is a game that was already made in Assassin's Creed Black Flag. Don't get me wrong, made prettier and
right, I got
more
you.
Things to
I
do.
I got you.
But essentially, it is Black Flag with additions.
Yeah.
Yet it is charged
yeah.
as a quadruple A game. Their verbiage, not mine. And
yeah,
there's well. Not enough content to serve as a ongoing venture. But the game's been in development for 11 years. And some games, like when you read the story about, I don't know if you guys remember the game Anthem that BioWare made. It
yes.
was essentially a
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, live service mm-hmm. mech game where you flew around. Cool shit, right? And you can understand
right.
where they fell aside. They were probably confused mm-hmm. as to how are we going to make these systems? Are we actually going to do this piece? So on and so forth, right? This is a fucking pirate game. This
right.
is not that complex.
Right.
I mean, you can't even like land to do a whole bunch of pirating on land. You could do that shit in Sea of
yeah.
Thieves, no problem.
Sea of Thieves, yeah.
Right,
sea
yeah,
of Thieves
so
has the range.
There's less stuff that you have mm-hmm. to figure out. It's not as if there's going to be a spaceship and how are we going to make this spaceship fly and how are we going to make the systems for this.
Exactly.
It's, we mm-hmm. already know how boats work.
Right, like we've the development data for all of this. Mm-hmm. All we have to do is start implementing from this and then just testing ideas for a couple years. Because realistically, it looks like with 11 years, let's say it didn't take 11 years. Let's say it was just going to take six. 2 years of
yeah.
pre-pro, 4 years of development, or whatever mm-hmm. way you want to slice it. So in that time of those 2 years, you have the data. Just use Black Flag as a
yeah.
base, then try shit. Until you find a couple of ideas that really work for a gameplay loop and then maybe some bigger challenges along the way, boom, you have some ideas of what you want it to look like. That first year of development, they're already hitting the ground swinging. They just are building something, a framework that can be tested mm-hmm. and iterated. This shit does not look like it has been. Now, that's kind of my soapbox on it, honestly. I don't have a lot more. I mean,
it looks fun. I've been watching guys play it this
yeah.
week. I mean, they're having fun exactly. with it. There's less of a crew interaction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you're on your boat, and this is your
yeah.
boat in battle mm-hmm. or in your quests mm-hmm. or whatever.
And that's where I think
so,
Sea of Thieves got it right. It's the we're all on the boat. It is our boat. We are all doing
right.
stuff. Like when we
yeah,
fire
like
cannons, we
thing.
Fire the cannons. Yes. If there's a patch, if there's patchwork that needs to happen under the deck, boom, someone's already on that doing that stuff. That's really cool. And I think that's amazing. This was in development for 11 years and you can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, in Skull, I will say this, the co-op play in it though, as a group of ships, like a fleet, is kind of
that's
interesting
cool.
when you go do quests.
Yeah.
So that part is cool. That's the co-op portion
yeah.
of it. But I know what you're saying, like, but maybe you want to do single player too.
And that's totally fair.
You know, a little bit.
But you
yeah.
could do like the both. You could have like you start
yeah.
your own like as your own crew, and then you sort of like are building up your ship, and then you get another better ship, and then eventually you buy two ships, and then you've got a fleet, and then you can get a bigger fleet, and it, you know, all that stuff.
So on and so forth.
Well, you can do that, and you also can buy like islands and sections, so you own. Areas of the map or parts of
okay.
the map, which is kind of
that
cool.
is neat. Like, don't get me wrong, there definitely are systems. I'm not trying
mm-hmm.
to just shit on this game as a whole. There's
yeah, yeah,
definitely
yeah, no, I
gotcha. A game here. It's not like Anthem where it didn't run, you could barely fly,
mm-hmm.
there was nothing but grind. Like, at the very least, this is something you can go in, interact with, play for a couple
yeah.
hours with friends, have fun. And I love that.
Yeah,
but
it's
I do
not.
Hate. Yeah.
The price
do
doesn't justify how it is.
The price does
currently.
Not justify it. Now, if it's on Game
yeah,
Pass,
it's not my
fucking go nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, the other game I was going to ask you about, Heavy, but you may not know about this game or you haven't looked into it enough because you're such a big space guy when it comes to these games, is that Hellrider 2, which looks...
Oh, Helldivers.
I don't know. If you
Helldivers.
Or Helldivers. Yep. Is that what... Helldivers, that's it.
Yeah, I was. I haven't jumped into it yet just because the backlog is pretty intense. But I have heard that the servers are a bit unstable, so I'm waiting for them to be not as unstable.
Well, there's so many people playing.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. But it's exactly what I want. It's exactly what I want. It's
okay. Okay.
No, I have heard nothing but glowing recommendations for this game.
Yeah,
it is right up my alley. I will play it once the servers die down. So
I've
probably
heard
by the
about
next
it.
Podcast. Oh, I'd recommend you look into it. Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
So I was watching Twitch today. I was watching Clean play it on Twitch. Oh. Shout out to Clean. And the reason I watch him is he does a lot of Tarkov stuff, but. He was playing it, and it was interesting to see how the map opens up on scale based on what your whole side is doing. So there's, like, you know, basically not good versus evil, but, like, your clan versus another clan and or guild, basically. And then – but it's massive. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people that are playing the game, and then you can see on the map, well, I could go join this front where we're already winning. Yep. By a lot, or I can go over here and do a single player map and gain some stuff that will help me in the multiplayer stuff later. So it's just an interesting layout.
Yeah, it's great for a live service kind of feel because it's an ever expanding map. We're right now, it's like this fringe area of space, but once we win that, maybe more space opens up around it, and then we just keep going.
Yeah. And then as you open up the map, then, the other guilds can take over the planets, and then you need to build as a group, talking about another tens of thousands of people, like take on those areas and fight, and it goes on forever. It's like Planet Side, where it can just go on for so long as far as timing, which I thought is interesting way, because I haven't seen a game like that in a while since like Planet Side, where
pretty
it's just,
much yeah
massive amounts of people in a campaign that can last for a week or whatever, which is kind of cool. Fox needs to get it. Fox would
it
like it.
Sounds interesting. I'm intrigued.
Oh, yeah. It's 100% on my alley. I will be playing it once once again the servers die down. I'll probably give it two weeks and they'll hopefully figure that out.
Is it like multiplayer? Like you can play like as your own little group?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. And you have your ship that you can go to different planets and stuff as a group or singular or like Warframe. You don't have to be with people, but you can be with groups of people, that kind of thing.
From what I saw, you can do solo play, but it's probably better to just online matchmake if you're by yourself. However, groups can also just team up together and do it that way for more fun.
Yeah.
Also, friendly fire is on, so.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. You play with me, you're fucking dead.
I mean,
I know what's gonna happen. You're gonna get like something like an artillery strike, and just be like, "I don't know what to do," and I'm gonna be where you didn't know what to do.
Okay.
She's gonna spray.
Deny me that. Deny me that right now.
I can't because we've never played it.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah,
very excited for Helldivers to play it. I heard.
It looks interesting. I'd like watch more people play it too. Yeah. Like I need to see more which would be interesting.
But yeah, for me, unless anyone else has any other games, movies they watch, played.
Well, Fox, what have you been? You've been playing.
I've been playing a lot of Dave the Diver. I'm a bit late on that.
Do that. You can do that in your Fook House. Do that in your
Fook House. We'll wait for the Fook House.
Well, for the end of my section, I have been rereading The Inheritance Cycle by Christopher Paolini. For those of you who don't know, those are the Aragon books, the ones with the dragon on the cover. So, I read these as a kid, and I remembered, because like YA novels were a dime a dozen, and some were good, some were bad. And if you read Wheel of Time, I feel sorry for you, because that's just nerd homework. Like, fuck me, that's awful. Anyway, moving on. Aragon was this.
It's a lot of homework.
It's a lot. You've got like five books before it gets good, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so in the Aragon books, something when I was a kid, I remember thinking like there's some sections where it's a little bit more adult themed than it was for YA. Like, not like because of sexual nature of anything. It's just
right.
The content that was written was a little bit darker than what you'd expect from the YA kind of series. Yeah. And I always gravitated towards them because of that. And also, fucking dragons are cool as shit. Magic and shit? True. Fuck yeah, let's do all that.
Right,
so
of course.
So rereading it as adult, I was fucking right. Okay, I'm just going to set the stage for one scene. Mm-hmm. Main character and mentor riding through town. They're looking for supplies, and they see a well-descripted mountain of bodies with a child on top of the bodies with a spike through its head. And I'm just sitting there like,
gotcha.
Because the rest of the book is, you know, like it's written from Aragon's perspective, and he's 16. So, you know, he's finding his way in the world, stuff like that. He still thinks more grandiose than what he is, like beyond his station in life. But he is aware of his station. So when these two things collide and he sees that kind of shit, it's actually very interesting. So it's just been nice to kind of go back through, considering it's been, well, I just had my birthday, so like 20 years since I've read these books.
Mm-hmm. Oh, happy birthday, by the way.
Anyway.
I know you love that.
Yeah, big fan. It's also why I took the week off, because my company publishes birthdays. Yeah. And I was like,
please.
No.
I remember that from the last pod. You're like, no cake here, bro.
I want nothing.
I've never done it. Never said it.
Really?
I mean, I'm to him. Like, fuck yeah, I want to be.
I want somebody to celebrate
my birthday. But like, yeah, if Abby says like he doesn't want his birthday celebrated.
Yeah, I got it.
Fine.
Yeah. Well, that's because you learned the hard way from snakes.
Yes, it did. But I learned. And now I'm very, very good at doing the snake warnings.
Oh, there you go.
You know?
But yeah. No.
You have to, or hell's coming.
Yeah. Hey, I have multiple times I've been like, Heavy, you need to specifically watch out for this very specific part of the thing, and it's going to last for this long.
Yeah. She'll give me recommendations all the time, be like, but at this point in this scene, when the character is looking like this, they're going to turn to the left. We're going to pan over to the next room, and there's going to be a cobra that's just like, fucking sup.
Now, I recall not having that warning when we did that watch party
with
Chroma that. War.
Fuck Chroma War!
Yeah,
that was crazy.
That movie was,
Well, I had the taste at that moment, because remember, it came out of nowhere, that snake, and went, what did it do? Went down his throat or something?
Well, the thing is, there were several parts where it was there.
Yeah.
Like, that was the initial,
but
and then that
nothing
happened
is
later.
Egregious as when the next snake, we just cut to it. That's
yeah,
it.
Just
we
there.
Just cut to snake.
Right.
Yeah, no build-up.
Exactly.
Like, you know, there's not a noise. There's nothing to tell you that they're scared. It's, you know.
So anyway, back to your books.
Yeah books are great. Highly recommend everyone reads.
Books
fuck
are
all
great.
Y'all. Read books.
I read books. Leave me alone.
I'm not. Well, then you
books
can exclude
good.
Yourself. Read
okay,
books.
Okay, cool. Great.
Fine.
Good.
You.
Fight.
Face.
Fight.
Your face.
Fuck off.
So anyway, you're recommending reading them again, though.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, no.
When you're older.
Because
I'm kind of with you, because fantasy, but I read so many books when I was younger. So rereading hasn't crossed my mind as much, probably.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain series I honestly would never go back and read again. But
yeah,
this one, because he just dropped a new book called Murtaugh, which is about a character from this story that is a very important character. And not the main character, just an important one. Anyway, I was like, I'll reread the entire Inheritance cycle just to catch up, because I'm sure I forgot how everything fucking happens.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And then, you know, pop into that book. So it's just been, memory lane has been nice, but definitely excluded some things from memory lane. Why excluded them, I'm not sure.
Like, the pile of bodies sounds very kind of like Berserk.
Yeah, no, it's a jarring cut, and the best part is, so, like, you expect that to be a chapter of its own. And it is not. It is in the chapter where they're talking about stuff and just kind of casual conversation for the most part. Yeah. Aragorn's learning from Mentor casually. They get into town and like they're a little ooged out. Things are weird. Windows are shattered. And then just come around the corner, huge pile of bodies, well described. And you're like, oh.
We
should be on our toes. Yeah. And
things are happening.
Right. And it kind of sets up to do a whole thing with the main character. Whatever. That part doesn't matter. However, another thing I didn't realize is like when you get older, you've heard so many stories a billion times that you're jaded about everything. Mm-hmm. So by this point, open up the book and there's a section where Aragorn's like, he knows a story about his mother who came there and would never tell who his father was and then died in childbirth. Okay.
Oh yeah.
And you're sitting there thinking, well, who's the father? I bet it's the evil villain, the king, who he has to go and defeat. Oh, imagine that! It was the king. Spoilers for
his
a 20-year-old
book.
Yeah, exactly. There's shit like that all over the place. How does his mentor know about all this magic and dragons and shit? Oh my god, he was a dragon rider before? Whoa!
Weird.
Wow. Yeah,
that one I called as a kid. That one I called. But other stuff like the king being his dad, I just wasn't there.
Yeah, like,
I wasn't jaded enough.
Yeah, we get used to to story tropes so quickly that like it takes some very ingenious twists in order to set something like that up that pays off well.
There is one, I just got to it. Basically, this magical creature speaks to Aragorn and is like, I'm going to tell you some things about your future. Or maybe someone else does. It doesn't fucking matter. Mm-hmm. Someone tells him about his future and says that someone will betray you and they are blood related to you. And he automatically thinks of his brother that he grew up with because he doesn't know any better. Turns out Murtaugh is his half-brother. That's a whole other fucking thing. But as the reader, we only know about that one person. So that way, when it does happen, we've been thinking the first brother, not this weirdo dude off to the left, and it's the weirdo dude off to the left.
Right.
Which is great. I love that setup and payoff.
Yeah.
Sure. It's funny when you were describing that because I was kind of thinking about... I'm moving to shows a little bit here, but I started, you guys have been telling me for ages to complete Last of Us and I've been an idiot and haven't been doing it, but it's such a great show. It really is. Like it started off a little bit slow for me, but that's okay. I'm way more than 3/4 through it. But the episode, like when you said the kid on the top of the heap, and I just saw the episode with, I don't know if you remember the show. You guys have all watched it ages ago, but Last of Us, the episode with Henry, and they're inside the city. Mm-hmm. And so it's the black guy that's like 20-some years old, and he's taking care of the kid, you know, his brother or something like that. And then they end up, like, the kid gets turned, and then he ends up, spoiler alert, I don't care, everybody knows. And then he ends up committing suicide right in front of everybody. It's like, what the, like, I wasn't ready for that, and I'm like, what the hell just happened? And then the episode kind of ends on that note and you're like, damn, like this show is well done.
The Last of Us is as a universe does a lot like that.
And I totally get it, and the actors are really good in it too. Like they're so good. I mean, you've got Mando, of course, Pascal, but I forget what the girl's name is. She's so good at acting. She's really good.
Find out.
Yeah.
Like, no joke. Like, she's just a great actress, which is kind of
Bella
cool.
Ramsey, yes.
So, but
that's,
Yeah. And that show, so that's the show I've been kind of watching. I mean, it's not books, but, you know, video game lore, whatever.
It's that.
It all comes from the game.
It's
the only
all
thing
stories.
That,
but they did it. They did an interesting interpretation from a show, from a game. Unlike Halo, which was trash the first season, I can't even believe they got another season funded. I mean, maybe this season's better, but like you said, it's Master Chief with no mask the whole time.
Master Chief
no helmet,
fucks someone in the first season.
Right.
Do not know enough about Halo to know why that's a thing.
Okay.
Halo lore.
For those of us who grew up with Halo. Oh, you're doing a
yes.
thing. Well, I'm going to explain it while
you
walk.
I'm listening, but also
okay,
cat.
Cool. All right, you're fine. For those of you who may not know, also our listeners, if you did not grow up with Halo, Master Chief does not take off his helmet. The only time he did it was at the end right. of Halo 1, and you don't even see what he looks like. That's the point isn't to know what he looks like. That's not the point. It's the point of what he is. Mr. Billy Badass, Doom Guy. That you can equate
yeah, so he's Doom so Guy. Many.
Essentially, he's Doom Guy, but with little bits of personality right. here and there as he develops because of Cortana, which right. always brought up the question of what is life, what is whatever, and all that good stuff, which is super awesome mm-hmm. with Master Chief because he's just this solid correct. Brick of anything. Nothing will stop him. He will fuck anything up. But
why
this next
right.
season,
Master Chief?
Because he is a Master Chief. That's
is
his
that
rank.
Not, is that, oh, okay, it's a rank. Oh, I always thought it was a stupid name.
Oh, she's got to, you got to go back and read.
Yeah. Now, you got to read a few books. Also, if you read the books, you'll find out he's a redhead.
Good for
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a ginger.
There's a lot of things in the show, because they try to humanize and change, and I don't know, the first season, I only watched a couple episodes. I couldn't watch anymore. It was so bad. And then they made another season.
Is it good?
Like, it looks like more interesting because they were going to change a lot of things mm-hmm. to it. Like, it's already started streaming.
Yeah, we're on episode 3,
but
apparently.
Everybody's pissed about the first season that were Halo fans. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how they got away with this unless they decided what they're going
to,
you know.
How they managed to get the next season.
I don't know. Like a total change or I don't know what they're doing. It does look darker and better to me because mm-hmm. The first one was just so cheesy. I mean, the first 2-3 episodes were just.
Yeah, I never
season
saw anything
two of
about
Halo
it.
Has critical 94, audience 74. So it's definitely better.
That is better. That
However,
is
the first shot
better.
Is of him with his fucking helmet off.
I know. That whole idea really heavy is got to be thrown out the window. For this series, that whole thing is just different. It's just different.
Yeah,
kind of feels like Heavy thinks he should be, like, Master Chief should be shot in the head, and then you get a new Master Chief who doesn't take his
helmet
off.
No, it's a multiverse scenario.
I don't care what the dude looks like underneath. He could be the most handsome, most ugly. I don't fucking care.
Right, right.
It's not the point. The point is what he is. There could be Spartans around him. You could do, like, they're doing Reach, apparently,
right.
which is a game if you guys played it, whatever.
Correct.
And if you took those guys' helmets off, I wouldn't give two fucks. They all had very unique personality traits that if they took their helmets off and expressed them more, I'm fine with that. You can humanize them because the whole point is, spoiler if you didn't play Halo Reach, they fucking die at the end.
There's a very simple explanation to as why Master Chief removed his helmet. It's a very simple reason. In Hollywood is the fact that SAG isn't going to pay. You're not going to get paid unless you see a face. Okay. And if you have a face and you're talking, you're getting paid way more than you are doing a voiceover. That's just a fact. Yeah. So I'm not surprised that they removed the helmet at some point. They were just going to do it.
I'm more surprised
because
they're lead actors.
Yeah. They have to show their face to get paid.
Of course.
Basically, so I mean it sucks, but what are you gonna
do? I mean, Mandalorian, they managed it.
They did for a long time.
So it's doable. You know,
it is doable.
It's doable. So really, not
eventually. Pascal wanted to show his face, and there's a reason.
I mean, again, don't get me wrong. For Mandalorian, that made perfect sense. After season 2, I would have accepted if he had just been like, fuck all of you. I'm taking the helmet off regularly. Because it would have made sense for his character growth. He would have been like, I am no longer of this. I am with this.
Right.
Little small Grogu. We would take off helmet. We give smoochies.
Well, they grew the story. Yeah. They grew the story.
Right. And they didn't even end up doing that. They kind of fumbled the bag at the end. Who cares? We're going to move on from Mandalorian.
But Halo didn't do that. They're just like, hey, this is a side. This is like a football helmet. I'm gonna put it on the side.
And it's fine to tell a different story. And if you build us to taking off Chief's helmet, I'm fine with that. But it should be a build.
Right.
You have the structure. This is Master Chief. He doesn't take off the helmet. He doesn't do shit. First season, don't take off the helmet.
Right.
Second season, maybe he takes it off and tries to express himself more. and that's fine. That's what Mando did.
Right.
It worked.
Yep. Yeah, it's also similar to
Fire it up, baby. Fire it up.
There's a symmetry like to Ghost in Call of Duty, like you know, where he has his mask on and like nobody gets to see through that, and then you know he takes it off like further on, like when he gets betrayed and stuff, because he's like looking to create like a human connection and solidarity with the people that he is with, you know.
Right. That's true. Well, Fox, do you guys have any more movies, shows, games before we move on to Fookhouse? We got to move on to Fookhouse.
I don't know what you're doing, Heavy.
Well, these are legs.
Uh-huh.
See?
Legs. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Legs. And then they have something in between them, and they go here, and then they go...
Seems very, go seems time. Very small.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Infantile.
Yeah.
What do you got now, bitch?
Anyway.
Bring it.
Just that I love you.
Oh, that's nice.
Anyway,
so
Fox.
Fookhouse, let's move on to my Fookhouse.
Fookhouse. Fookhouse. That's okay. That's
yeah,
okay.
It's like
okay.
My Barbie dream house, but it's my fuck house.
Yes. Yes. Oh, God.
Which
I
finally...
Try and fix that, Scythe. Shout out Big Gaming.
Yes, Scythe. Fuck you.
Oh, damn. Okay.
I don't know why. There's no reason. Just, you know.
Can we do the Fookhouse?
No. We've got to
roll
that
intro.
Stay here in this moment.
Welcome to Fox's Fookhouse. On the Fate Nation podcast.
You said you were playing a game or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, what do you want now?
Yeah, what do you want me to talk about, Manny? God.
No, I mean, you said a game
or something.
I mean,
you
know,
I've been playing Dave
called.
The Diver. It's not, it's, you know, you dive.
Dave the Diver.
You dive and there's stuff and things and it should not be as good as it is.
Okay, you're really
cool.
Selling us this game right now.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
look,
I mean...
okay, I thought we were just going to, like, gloss over, like, you know, everything. But, okay, if...
That was a mega gloss over. That was like a zero descript.
Okay,
yeah.
So, thoughts on Dave the Diver are that normally I hate pixel games. You know, anything that looks like it's a pixelated. Because
okay.
We have the technology. Why? Why would you do this?
What is it, like an 8-bit game? Is that what you're saying?
It's however they've done it, I think what they've done is they've done it in a 3D, you know, program and then like made it look, you know, pixelated, kind of like how Minecraft does. Anyway.
Oh yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. So
yeah, she's right. I'm looking at it now.
It's cool. Basically it's kind of part sim game, restaurant sim game, part like roguelite, part discovery exploration game.
Nice.
So you're basically diving to try and get fish to put in sushi that you're going to sell at your restaurant.
Oh,
but there's a whole
cool.
bunch of other stuff to do with like it has a storyline, which is actually, you know, it's pretty engaging.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of. I was talking to Pravis about this, and for like a game, and for me to get like 8 hours into it, and for it to still kind of like be giving me like new mechanics and new ways of playing, and you know new things that I can be doing.
Right.
Like it's really impressive, like for a game like that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's very good. I know I'm late. To this, like a lot of other people have probably already played it.
Probably.
Oh,
I'm late to everything.
It's great. It's good.
It's the point of this podcast being just the touch late. Just the touch
yeah,
late. Except for me. I'm a day one player for all the stuff.
Okay.
Unless
but,
it's Helldivers 2 is a little on the side, but if it's like a AAA release, I am number one on the scene.
See, and I'm the opposite. Like, I wait for the price to come down or something. No. I don't need to wait for the price, but I never want to pay.
You've decided it. Oh, that's how. Absolutely. That's who you are, and you're clinging to that identity.
Fuck that.
And the other thing is, I cling to games. Like, I'll play games for a long time. Like, whereas a lot of people just be like, "Oh, I'm done with this game after 10 days. Next game," and I'm terrible with that. I think that's a generational thing too. Like, I'm, you know, in my 50s, so it's just different for me.
Yeah. I mean, I burned through Elden Ring. Don't get me wrong, I still have multiple saves that I run through every once in a while. But yeah, about 10 days, and I had everything. I beat the boss, final boss. Yeah. Well, all the bosses. But... And then I did the exact same thing on my PlayStation.
Yeah, same. I was also doing that.
Yeah.
Got it for PlayStation for cheap.
You had to. I had to.
Well, what else am I going to play when I'm in bed?
Exactly. Or sitting on the couch in the living room higher than a kite.
Yeah. You're not going to sit at your PC.
Yes.
No. No, that's the argument I make all the time, because that's what sucks so much about just having one console sometimes. Or I don't have my Switch set up upstairs. I keep it downstairs right across the way.
Oh, we do. Yeah.
Just because, it's better this way to just keep separation of levels. Because otherwise, I'm going to want to play it on the TV upstairs. But that's the living room. That's where we're vibing. That's not the right answer. So, but I have realized, it does suck to not be able to sit on the couch sometimes and just burn through a JRPG. Takes me 90 goddamn hours, and I can't do it on the couch. Thank God for the Steam Deck, which I'm going to preach so hard. Everyone should own two.
I was just going to say that.
Dude, get two Steam Decks. Get three. Get as many as you
can. Get as many Steam Decks as you possibly can. I've got a Steam Link, so.
Yeah, but it's not as good as a Steam
Deck. Although, I was going to say, my daughter, you mentioned Switch. My daughter's totally addicted to the Zelda. The last Zelda one that came out. She's like Kingdom. Totally. Oh my God. She's just loving
it. Time.
She's loving all the puzzles and everything into it.
Yeah.
And I try to get her to go back and play the older ones, but they're so. She just. The kids can't wrap their heads around the graphics.
It's hyper jank. Like, if you don't build from there. Like, if you go back and play Ocarina, I'm sorry to everyone. Like, I love Ocarina. I play it once a year. It fucking sucks compared to Tears of the Kingdom. Yeah.
I know.
It needs remade.
I know. That's it.
Yeah, it needs to be remade at this point.
Be nice.
I would play the shit out of that.
Yeah, there you go.
It would be nice.
However, please don't remake Majora's Mask.
You could do Wind Waker. No. She might get Wind Waker, right?
Ooh, like, Wind Waker's perfect, actually, because it's a graphical fidelity that's kind of like on its own thing.
Yeah,
it's like
it doesn't
same thing as like Hades. Like, Hades will just always be off to its own side.
Yeah, it's never gonna sort of like age out because it's got an art direction that isn't like we need to make this look like a really
it's different.
Nicely
Here's
rendered
a
tree.
Real person.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be upgraded in any way because it's got its own look and feel.
Yeah. Detroit Become Human, Beyond Two Souls, Fahrenheit.
Well, boys and girls, we're coming to the end of our podcast here, and we've had an awesome pod. Heavy's got his audio, which is key. We started a little bit later for Fox, but that's okay.
You're welcome.
And we've got a shout out to FateGaming.com for sponsoring us and putting us up on their platform for YouTube. We've had a lot of views. A lot of people like the little bit shorter version of us. I don't know why they wouldn't want to see more of us, but I get it.
Yeah, weirdos.
I think I'm pretty as hell.
Yeah. We just need people to subscribe, right? Like and subscribe and comment. Comment on the videos, please. Like it. Just like it and comment would be awesome.
Yes, please.
Comment about
let us
how
know
pretty
what else you want us to
I
talk
am.
About. Yeah, pretty. How pretty. And we'd love to hear what movies we'd want to do a watch party on soon. Because we want to do a watch party. We're going to do it. But we need to know, do you want us to watch an episode of a show? Do you want us to watch a movie? And it's got to be something, available folks on YouTube so everybody can watch along with us.
Yeah.
Would be nice.
So if you're, you want to look into it for anyone listening, please go to YouTube, type in free movies. There's a free primetime movies playlist. Just go through it, find something, and we'll fucking do it. Yep. Like, on there is Clueless. I'll fucking watch Clueless.
Clueless is a great movie.
And we could do Prime too. Like, it doesn't have to just be YouTube. No. Like Prime free stuff. I think most people have Prime at this
Barbarian
point.
Barbarian was on Prime. People
yes.
should watch that. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that'd be great. That'd be great. So, anyway, shout out to everybody. Thank you for watching and hanging out with
us. The Turbo Power Rangers movie is on there. Fuck yeah.
Now, I know that's a great Woo! One. A couple of announcements. We're going to be doing a poker charity tournament in March.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to be supporting a dog's, like, fine. It's called Salty Dog Paddle or something like that. So we'll have all the specifics and stuff next month. But
have a few dollars laying around, you know?
There we go. We're going to be supporting, you know, getting dogs proper homes, that kind of thing. And rehabbing dogs that have gone through some difficulties, which is kind of cool, which the organization does. So we're going to be doing that next month. And, of course, just the regular shenanigans on our Discord for Fate Gaming. Love to have, you know, if you're listening and you're not in Fate Gaming, love to have you guys come out and check us out and hang out in our Discord.
Yeah.
So,
and tell us to watch Turbo, a Power Rangers movie. Turbo.
Right. Oh, wait. And next month, we've got a special group of guests, developers from the game Robo Squad that's on Steam as, I think it's, I don't know if it's early access right now.
I think
now,
it's
but
early
it's like,
access, yeah.
Yes.
Is it early access? Okay. So those devs are going to be on with us next month. So be sure and check us out. Listen to them. And we're going to have some game keys and all that kind of fun Absolutely. Stuff. So Woo-hoo. It should be pretty cool, but I think we're good. I'm going to sign out, and I know you guys are too. So take care, and we'll talk to you
bye.
Next time.
Fuck you all.
Bye.
No, fuck you all. I get the last word.
Thanks for listening. This was the Fate Nation podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe, and check us out on all socials at Fate Gaming. Why not check out our growing community of over 4,000 gamers at www.fategaming.com. Remember, over 18s only. See you next time.
Do you even play this game, bro?
God, how did you even miss that guy?
You suck, noob.
Are you tired of being teamed up with a bunch of toxic randos who are too busy talking smack to have fun? Then join us at FateGaming.com, where you can be part of a friendly and respectful 18-plus community where our members are focused on having fun and building friendships. Visit us now at www.fategaming.com.